Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I get to read some scripture with you. Looking forward to Matthew chapter 5 as we get to read the Sermon on the Mount and those amazing Beatitudes. So, grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. All right, as we journey into the fifth chapter in the Gospel of Matthew, looking back where we just came from in the previous chapter in chapter 4, that's important. And we always do that, but looking at chapter 4 kind of builds into chapter 5 where Jesus is beginning his public ministry. And he was baptized by John the Baptist in chapter 3, and now in chapter 4, he overcomes temptation, that temptation in the wilderness from the devil, and shows that he's ready. And he's ready to defy any pressures from the world and ready for the mission ahead. We see that he called his first disciples, called those fishermen to come on out of there and be fishers of men, and left their nets behind and followed him. And then we see the chapter conclude with Jesus traveling throughout all of Galilee. He's teaching in synagogues and he's preaching the gospel and he's healing every disease that they can throw his way. He's becoming quite popular. People are traveling to see him from far and wide. So now as we step into Matthew chapter 5, we're going to see that Jesus notices these growing crowds and decides to go up on a mountainside to teach, to give a sermon on a mount, hence the Sermon on the Mount. This sermon is Jesus' first major discourse in Matthew, and it really lays the foundation for all of his teachings. It's profound. It's totally against culture. It's a message that redefines what it means to live a life that is pleasing to God. It changes everything. So as we read Matthew chapter 5, that's the first big thing we need to look for, is that amazing Sermon on the Mount where he shares the Beatitudes. And these Beatitudes are just these blessings on those who possess certain qualities. And the qualities that we need to look for that Jesus blesses are meekness, righteousness, peacemaking. Listen for those. Now these blessings, they'll flip the expectations of society on their head. They really say that the kingdom of heaven favors a different set of values. So see and notice that the promise attached to each beatitude and how it offers hope and really a future perspective. The second thing that we need to look for as we're about to read the fifth chapter in Matthew is the way Jesus teaches the law, about the law. He makes pretty clear his stance on the law of Moses. He says he didn't come to abolish it, but to fulfill the law. Notice how Jesus deepens the understanding of the law and how he focuses on the intentions of the heart rather than compliance. There's a higher standard that Jesus sets for his followers. He calls them to righteousness that far surpasses what the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, what they do. They're called to live righteously. Jesus sets a different standard here. Notice that. Watch for that. And then finally, keep your ears peeled for Jesus using the metaphor of salt and light. He'll say that. He'll use that salt and light to describe how his influencers, or excuse me, his followers should influence the world. That's what I'm trying to say. How his followers should influence the world using, well, we'll see this. Let's see how Jesus uses this metaphor. I don't want to give the scripture ahead, but just listen for that. Listen for that as he talks about salt and light and how we can be the light of the world, both for visible good deeds and also for glorifying our Father in heaven. Okay, so there we are. Let's read the scripture together. Matthew chapter 5. Let's watch Jesus climb that mountain, give us a good sermon in the Sermon on the Mount, and then listen to the fulfillment of the law and salt and light and how our hearts got to be right and mercy. We got a lot. There's 48 verses in this. So listen how he lays out the law after he gives us the Beatitudes. Here we go. This is the Sermon on the Mount. We'll start in chapter 5, verse 1, and read all verses all the way down to 48. Here we go. When he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Don't think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For I truly tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or one stroke of a letter will pass away from the law until all things are accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said, you have heard that it was said to our ancestors, do not murder, and whoever murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you, everyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Whoever insults his brother or sister will be subject to the court. And whoever says, you fool, will be subject to hellfire. So if you are offering your gift on the altar, and there you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come back and offer your gift. Reach a settlement quickly with your adversary while you're on the way with him to the court, or your adversary will hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out of there unless you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you, everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. For it's better to lose one of the parts of your body than the whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But I tell you, everyone who divorces his wife, except in a case of sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries an adult divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to our ancestors, you must not break your oath, but you must keep your oaths to the Lord. But I tell you, don't take an oath at all, either by heaven because it is God's throne, or by earth because it is footstool, or by Jerusalem because it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black. But let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more than this is from the evil one. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't resist an evildoer. On the contrary, if anyone slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. As for the one who wants to sue you and take away your shirt, let him have your coat as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to the one who asks you, and don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward will you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what are you doing out of the ordinary? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And that is Matthew chapter 5. Let's take a moment to unpack, reflect on what we just read from this Sermon on the Mount that Jesus just gave. Okay, so we got a lot going on here, and to pull three takeaways is hard, but I'm going to pull these three out for us today. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we could go back into that, and wow, that's profound. That's a game changer for all of eternity. But listen to this. I think the first thing that we can pull away from this is this. Blessed are this and this and this that Jesus would say from the Beatitudes. But the one that really jumped out to me, and I feel like God has me to share with you today, is the blessed are the poor in spirit. You see, in these Beatitudes, we're invited to recognize in this specific instance our own spiritual poverty, being poor in the spirit, and our need for God's grace. Being poor in the spirit is a call to humility and dependence on God. If we can realize our need for God, that is the first step in developing a deeper relationship for Him or with Him. It'll shift our focus from self-reliance to dependence upon God and His provision. And so us being poor in the spirit, that is our foundation, is that we need God. Our need for God should take priority. If we start there, everything else will begin to fall into place. So blessed are the poor in the spirit. My encouragement is that we start every day acknowledging our need for God's guidance, God's strength. We will be blessed if we understand that we can't do this alone. We've got to be much less self-reliant. And my encouragement, I think even in this, as Jesus is giving this perfect, this powerful Sermon on the Mount, He lays that out, that if we can get poor in the spirit, we realize that we are in such need of God. We'll be blessed. So start every day in prayer and get yourself out of the way. Acknowledge your need for God and His guidance and His strength. Those are the one Beatitudes I wanted to share today. The second takeaway today will come from Jesus being the fulfillment of law. Jesus and His teaching on the law challenges us to live from the heart, that we should seek a righteousness that has an impact on our thoughts, that has an impact on our words, on our actions, on everything that defines our character. That's the type of righteousness we should seek after, not a law-abiding, compliance-driven character where we're trying to check boxes and say, I did this, this, and this, and therefore I deserve righteousness. No. We should seek a righteousness that changes us. In order to do that, we have to have a daily commitment that our desires should align with God's desires. We need to ask Him to transform our hearts, to transform our minds, to change us every day. We are driven by the flesh, and we've got to get that out of the way so we are driven by the Lord and glorifying Him, committing to that daily. And so, really, practically, that's a step forward. But also, this might involve being even more quick to forgive, diligent in prayer, seeking to understand how God's word applies to our daily decisions. All these things is seeking a righteousness that affects our character. See, Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. And that's such a challenge for us to live from the heart. And finally, Jesus says that we're the light of the world. That is a bold challenge as well. See, being a light in the world means living in a way that everybody's going to see it. But also it means living in a way that reflects Jesus' love. That's the type of light we should shine. Reflecting His love, reflecting truth. Our lives should be like that light in the darkness that draws everyone in, drawing others towards God. Just like a mosquito flies to the zapper. We should be drawn in with such a powerful way. That's that light. And what does that look like, though? Man, that sounds great. And being that light involves every day acts of generosity and kindness. It involves integrity. It involves a willingness to share our faith with others. It involves being bold for Jesus. It involves seeing our circumstances not as coincidences that God has placed us in paths with others. But when we interact with another person, see that is God's divine plan, that He's placing us with that person with the purpose of sharing the good news of the gospel. Living out loud for Jesus and sharing the gospel story and how God has changed you. amazing opportunity for us to be the light of the world. Man, we can sit on the Sermon on the Mount for a long time, but I'm going to wrap this up as we're already 20 minutes in, and I apologize for that, but hey, Jesus had a lot to say too, right? All right, we're going to dive into Matthew 6, where he's going to continue his Sermon on the Mount and talk about prayer and fasting and where to store our treasures. That's the next chapter. Thanks for joining me today. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed, and may you strive to be a blessing to everyone around you. Have a great day.